Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just want to exalt you right now, God, and lift you up, because you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. Oh God, you say into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So we're going to give you the salutations right now, God. We are not going to cheat you out of it, Lord. We are not going to worry about what nobody else is doing and how they're doing it, God. But we're individually going to give you the salutations. We're individually going to lift you up and glorify you, God. Because you are He who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. So we're going to give it to you, God. We're going to give it to you with the very fruit of our lips, because that's why you created us, Lord. You created us to worship you with the fruit of our lips. You created us for your pleasure, God. So we're going to give you a pleasurable end so today, God. We are going to give you that sound on the Leokoshana. Hallelujah. We're going to give it to you on today, God, because you are worthy of it, God. You are worthy of it, God. We are not going to be distracted on today, God. We are not going to be thinking and concentrating on nothing but you, Lord, because you are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Your majesty, you're omnipotent, you're omnipresent, you are great, God, and you are greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. There's none that can compare, and there's none that is equal. And before we do anything else, God, we will bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're wonderful, God. You're wonderful, Lord. We're going to bow down to you on today, God. And we're going to cast our cares at your feet, because we know that you care for us. We're going to give you every problem, every concern, and every situation. We're going to give you all this stuff that got us all bothered up in our minds and our hearts. We're going to give you that problem that we cannot change. We're going to give you that challenge, Lord, that is hard for us to overcome. We're going to give it to you, God, so that we will not be cluttered and cannot give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. There is nobody that is more deserving than you, Jesus. Nobody that's more deserving than you, God. Haya mama man nere loko san nere lakasiya. He can nere loko shana. He can nere loko shana. It's so many times that we allow ourselves to be so distracted and so wrapped up in the cares of this world and this life that we can't give God what is due Him. But He is worthy of it. He is worthy of it. We want to go to Him and ask Him for stuff and want Him to change some things, but we simply will not give Him a thank you, Lord, and we appreciate you, but we're going to do it today. We're going to obey our kasia. We're going to give you a standing ovation on today, God. We're going to bow down to you today, Your Majesty. We're going to give it to you because you're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Oh, mama, nere loko shanere la kasiya. Oh, baba, shere loko sanere la kasiya. You're worthy, God. We're welcoming you into our hearts, God. We're welcoming you into this sanctuary. Oh, God, endow us with your presence. Succumb us with your glory. Allow your spirit to take residence in you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, ba ba ba. Oh God, I come to the cosia. Mira di lo cosia, yere lo cosia nere la cosia. Oh God, do it. Do it, Lord. Oh, mama, ni akashan nere lo kosan nere la cosia. Do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We know that you are capable of handling any and every situation, God. We know, Father God, that your arms are not short and neither are they slack. We know and we confess it right now that you are He. He who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. You are all sovereign. You are omnipotent and omnipresent. It is you, Lord. And we just want to bless you. We want to bless you, Lord. We want to bless you, God. In spite of our situation, Lord, we're going to bless you. In spite of our circumstance, God, we're going to bless you. In spite of what we're going through, God, we're going to bless you. In spite of what people say, God, we're going to bless you. In spite of the actions of others, we're gonna bless you. In spite of what we see, we're gonna bless you. In spite of what we hear, we're gonna bless you. We're gonna bless you. We're gonna bless you. We're gonna bless you. We bless you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Nobody is like you, Lord. You are the joy. You are our peace. You are any and everything that we need you to be, God. And we're going to acknowledge you in that today. We acknowledge you as being the sole source and the very essence. We acknowledge you in that yokosia, yebekete kona nerokosia, as being the very epitome of our yokosia, of our very creation. It is you, God. You, God. Oh, bababa, shan nerokosia. You are God. You are everything that we need you to be. You are God. Even when we did not see it, you are. Oh, Baba Ba, Shamne de Loco, Samne de Lacas. He canne de Loco, Shamne de Loco. And we're resting in you as God is. We're resting in you as Jehovah. We're resting in you as our Lord and our King. Oh, Baba, shine the light in your face. You are my neno, no masi. Oh, Baba, shine the light. You are God. You are God. You are God. Even when we thought God, it was that you could see. You did it, God. You are a counselor. You are a way maker. You are a judge and a lawyer. You are a problem solver. You are a healer and a creditor. You are God. You are the fulfillment that we seek after, God. Feel today, Jesus.
And when I was sick, you
know what? Oh, God. Oh, mama, nene la kasi, aye de loko, shan, nene la li de loko.
When I didn't have a place to stay.
Oh, God. You are a shelter. You are any and everything that we need you to be, Jesus.
I found myself in trouble.
thought it was shut.
When my money ran out, you know what you were.
Oh God, you're the completer and the master planner of it all. You constructed it, God. That's who you are. You are. You are Jesus. You are God. Oh, mama, little Ocosi. Jesus. We recognize you as being that. You are the Lamb of Judah, the Rose of Sharon. You are God. You are God. Jesus. Jesus. That's it, that's it. Come on now. Praise and worship Him. Let him know what he means to you. Oh, Baba, shun me to la casita. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. You are Jesus. Oh, Mama, little loco, shun me to la casita. You are, God. You are, God. You're the lily in the valley. You're the bright and morning star. You are. And we bless you, God. We rest in you, God, as being the source. We're resting in you with that assurance, God, and that security in you. Not no job, not no money, not none of that stuff, God, but you, Lord. You are. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shani de locos. Oh, God, and we give you the salutations. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us in this sanctuary. Covers in your blood and hatters behind your cross as your word go forth, God. I'm asking you, Lord, to complete the work that you begun in each and every last one of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we all get into a place, Father God, where we think and believe, Father God, that we don't have worth, Lord, but you, Father God, sent your son Jesus that we may be able to understand that we are worthy because he died for us, God. He proved our worth. Ha! Hayere loco shatna. Oh God, I'm asking you to cover us on today and comfort us, Father God, as we exalt your name, Father God, and as we release all these things unto you, Father God, that kind of say the late God, that they got our mind in a whirlwind, Lord. There's a strain on our brain, God. I'm asking you to come in, Father God, and give your people that assurance and let them know that you are the one that solves all the problems, Father God, no matter how small or how big we think that it is, Father God. We know, Father God, that you can posture that thing, Lord. So we're asking you right now, Father God, to be in our midst, Father God. And keep your angels in here, Lord, east, west, north, and south, from the root to the very foundation around the entire perimeter. Let them be in the pews, God, that each and every individual that's sitting in the pews, God, that you will minister to them personally, Father God, because you know what each and everybody need in here, God. You know each and every last one of us. You know us by name. You number the very hairs on our head, God. I don't know what they need, God. I don't know what they want, and I sure don't know their problems, God, but you know because you are an all-knowing God. Lord, I'm asking you to touch the ranks of it on today, Father God, and I'm asking you to pour down any and every stronghold out of the minds and the hearts of your people, Father God, that their actions, Father God, will be operating according to your plan and your purpose. I'm asking you to do it on today, God, because you know, God. Touch us right now, Father God. Put coals of fire on my tongue and burn up in me and everything that's not like you, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you would speed up, go shun it, loco sia. That I will go shun it, like I see. Oh, God, let me decrease that you may be able to increase the line of feet, go shun it, loco sia. Oh, God, and governing over us all today, God. Do it even now, Lord. Do it even now, God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hey! Glory! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hiya, mama, nidoloko shanda. Settle in our hearts on today, God. Settle in our minds on today, God. Settle in our situations, Lord. That thing that's been going on for years, that problem that we cannot solve, that situation, God, that we do not understand, settle in it, Lord. Settle in our hearts on today. Go in and throw your weight around, God. I'm telling you, God been throwing his weight around concerning me and some things that's been going on. Oh God, let your people know, God, that thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Let your people know that you hold it all in your hands, God. It don't matter how long it takes for God to fix it. Just have that assurance that he's going to fix it. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. In the midst of you believing and you waiting on God to do that thing, just make sure that you're operating correctly. Make sure that your actions are appropriate concerning that thing. Thank you, Jesus. Settle here, God. He's been teaching me that thing. He's been showing me on the last few days about how we operate in our actions. So we want to ask him to settle in our hearts and in our minds that our actions will be operating accordingly. Thank you, Jesus. 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 It's so many times in our lives and in our hearts that we allow certain things, certain situations, and even conversations to cause our actions to get out of character. It causes our voices to raise. It causes our thoughts to become wicked and evil. And then we start operating in those things. We do it knowingly and unknowingly. Because we do it knowingly because we want to get a certain amount of results, or we want something to happen, or we want this, or we want people to believe this, or we want to try to influence this and that. We a mess. The Lord says so. The name of the sermon today is Operative Actions, and then it's a colon. What's yours, good or evil? And then it's a question mark. Operative actions. And then it's a colon. And then he asks the question. What's yours, good or evil? See, we operate in so many different kind of characteristics. So many different kind of verbiage. And operative actions will cause us to be not pleasing in the sight of God. Especially if somebody hurt us, what action is you operating in? Especially if somebody try to come up against you, what action is you operating in then? Especially if somebody lying on you or cheating, you could, your operative actions could be good or evil. But you only operate in the good when you think somebody being good to you. Or you operate in the evil when you think somebody is being evil to you. What are your operative actions? Are they good or are they evil? We need God to settle in our hearts and make us over. We need Him to settle in our thoughts and make us over. I need my glasses, Lisa. Would you go to my car? Thank you, Jesus. I can't operate without my glasses. My actions may not be, I may read the wrong thing because I can't operate appropriately. I need my glasses so I can clearly see what the Bible says. Because the words might boggle up there, and then I got bifocals on my gut, and so I'm going to say it again. I can't operate without my glasses. I need my glasses so I can operate appropriately. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, baby. Yeah, let me see. That is. I can see, you know how you highlight something in the Bible with a yellow highlighter, and then when you look at it and you ain't got your glasses on, all you can see is all that yellow and all the other words just boggled up together. You can't focus because you can't see them wild. You see that black line going across. And the older you get, it's okay. Matthews chapter 12. See, the Lord was talking to me about the actions that we operate in because of the experiences that we have, or because of what somebody say, or what somebody do, or how they treat us, or what they don't do, or what they don't say. It's a lot of times that our operative actions will cause us to get out of character. So let me give y'all just a little quick example. So one example is, I walk up to you and I say, I love you. And so in me saying that I love you, my operative actions may be triggered if you don't tell me you love me back. So why is that so important? I already know you love me, baby. But if I come up to you and I say I love you and you don't tell me back, I may operate in a different kind of way, especially if you my husband or my man or my girlfriend or my wife or my boy, especially if you my kids. You love your mama? My operative actions may be triggered in a conversation. I may start operating in a way that's really, really, really nice. If you saying something good, or if you doing something good, my operative actions may be triggered into a way of humility that I'm all the way down. You see, our operative actions have effect on how we react to certain things that is said or that is done. I'm going to give y'all an example. Matthews chapter 12. Or did I say chapter 12? Yeah, Matthews chapter 12. I'm going to show you how we work. And this is some stuff that Jesus said. He trying to give us an understanding that we would not be operating because we see a certain other thing that we don't approve. So last week he had me preaching about accepting the unacceptable. So in not accepting things, it causes us to have opinions, to point the finger, wag the head, or even judge. It could be some things that we literally see that we may not understand what we seeing. So our operative actions may trigger us into a conversation that is not healthy for that individual, even for ourselves. How about for our very own souls? See, it may be something that we hear that our operative actions may trigger us to give an opinion that is not healthy and even speaking it. But we do it again. We do it again and again, repetitively, over and over. See, our operative actions may even cause us to hear or see a thing that it may cause us to believe something that is not true, which is a plain and simple lie. Why? Because we don't understand it. See, our operative actions causes us to have a misunderstanding that places our opinions or assumptions in a place that will cause us to sit up and look confounded. In other words, we say, you look dumb, don't you? You look stupid, eh? Hey. See, our operative actions will lead us to even react in a way or think in a way that is wicked and evil about some people, about a situation, or about a circumstance, and our opinions will go, well, if it was me, no, you don't know what you'll do, really. I mean, you're on the outside looking in. So because it's not actually happening to you, you don't know how your operative actions may trigger. He talking about operative actions on today. Well, sure, it's good or evil. We're in Matthew's chapter 12. And I'm going to start at verse 22. And this is going to be a prime example of operative actions. And then how we react, even in the knowing. Listen. There was brought unto him, talking about Jesus, one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? These operative actions, ain't it? See, because they're trying to figure out, that's just Jesus. He, that's the son of Mary and Joseph. Hi, wait a minute. Wait. Now, these are just the people who are around us, y'all. When they see you changing or see you doing things or see you acting differently, they going to be like, hey, that. Wait a minute, I know that. Ain't that anybody? You. Wait a minute. And so instead of them giving an opinion, their mind is wandering and pondering. But it's always somebody else that's going to come along and start talking. Now listen to this. I'm giving y'all an example. I'm going to start from the top. Then was brought unto him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? Now here go the opinions, y'all. Listen. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts. He knew. See, sometimes when you in conversation at stuff that you can't believe or that's amazing to you, and you are in company of others, they always gonna throw a monkey wrench in there because they really do not understand. And in the midst of them not understanding what's really going on, they gonna give an opinion and operate in an action that is evil. They're gonna operate in an action that is wicked. They're gonna operate in an action that they think and believe is gonna esteem them and defame those. They're going to operate in an action even in secret. We're talking about these operative actions. What's yours, good or evil? Come on now. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, See, sometimes when a person know and a person see and a person hear and a person try to understand, this is what they're saying. This is what they're saying. You know what? I'm going to ask them a question. And then this is what we say to ourselves. I'm not going to ask you a question with a question. Don't ask me a question with a question. I got to ask you a question with a question because you don't understand the question that you even asking me. So, we're talking about operative actions on today. What's yours, good or evil? We're in Matthew chapter 12, and we're starting at verse 22. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Think about it. Think about it. If everybody in here was bickering and fighting and cussing and screaming and that just lost all kind of sense of morality, how is anything going to be able to stand? It's going to be emptiness. It's going to be emptiness because it's so much strife. Okay. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? We talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Okay. Let me give y'all an understanding. We talking about the ones that's in a leadership, that's pointing the finger and wagging the head and judging somebody else that they really don't understand. But because they are in leadership and their children know what to do and even how to do it, if your children doing it, what's wrong with me doing it? What's wrong with me doing it? So your children is going to be the ones that judge you. Your children is going to judge you according to what? Your thoughts. What you speaking because of what you heard or even what you saw. Because again, operative actions will trigger reactions, whether it's good or evil, by what we see and what we hear, making us to be opinionistic and speak that we believe yet we don't understand. Are y'all getting it? I'm going to start from verse 25. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto him, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against itself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So how in the world you gonna come in and tear down something and you first don't bind up the strong man? You first got to get that one that is strong. You're not gonna go to the weakling, baby, because they already can't do nothing. So how can a person go in to a house and steal something and the other person already know what they coming to do? You got to first bind up that strong man. How's you going to bind up the strong man? Listen. You got to first bind up the strong man. And if I got my arm on, how's you going to bind me up? If I got a prayer life, how's you going to bind me up? If I'm trusting in God and believing in him, please help me to understand. How's you going to bind me up? Because he said, what I bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven, baby. I got some kind of authority that I can walk in. Yeah, come on. He said, after I have entered into his presence and shifted from that evil to that good, he said he gave me a certain amount of power. So I'm capable of doing some things. I'm capable of saying some things. So if that thing is trying to overtake me, he said, I am mighty through him to the what? Pulling down a strong. strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of what? God, his word, the truth. So when I sit up here and say, there's absolutely nothing that you can say, do, speak. You can't even buy me, baby, because I'm too strong. I ain't going to be easily moved. I'm not going to be easily shaken by every wind and doctrine. So do you think that he's just talking about religious stuff or spiritual stuff? No, he's talking about in conversation. It ain't going to be so easily to deceive me when you come and trying to talk about somebody else. I'm going to say, wait a minute, baby. Can I call you right back? Because I ain't even fit to be guilty by association. Come on now. What's your operative actions? What are you operating in? How are you operating because of what you see and because of what you hear? You don't even understand it, but you got an opinion. You saying some things that is not even relevant or very well can break somebody. We in Matthew's chapter 12. He says, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is coming to you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Is that not what the Pharisees and the Sadducees doing? They scattering the people, what? With their opinions. They operating in actions that is contrary to what Jesus is teaching. Listen to this. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh the word against the Son of Man, yeah, it shall be forgiven, y'all. You hear me? But whosoever speak against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither is this world, neither in the world to come. See, people don't understand the Holy Ghost. The Lord had me to give somebody some instructions one time to do something. And so in the midst of it, they was hesitant about doing it. Now, this was the Holy Ghost speaking to me because I never even thought, even imagined to say or give you these instructions. But the Lord told me to do it for you so that some chains can be broken. And so in the midst of me trying to give them the instructions, they was hesitant in doing it. And then in the midst of them doing it, they still doing it reluctantly, but they still did it just simply out of obedience. But because they didn't do it the way God instructed them to do it, when no chains broken. And so because somebody else was sitting in a sideline or in a congregation and they heard it and they saw it, they had an opinion about it. And so they weren't really talking about me, but this is what they said. God don't work like that. How you know how God works? The Bible says the Spirit goes and listens wherever it wants to. You don't know what God is doing or how God is doing it. All you know is that you want him to do something for you. You see what I'm saying? And so because they spit that venom inside of that person's ear, what did it do? Scatter. It scattered so, and then that person did not want to heed to the Spirit of God. Yeah. And that other person thinking and believing that they speaking up against me, but who was they speaking up against? See, our operative actions can be good or evil because of what we see and what we hear. I'm giving y'all the scripture, and I'm also giving y'all live, true examples. So that we can understand our error and not continue to fall short in that area. Because we all fall short. But the Bible says that when you know, you ain't got no excuse no more. So stop operating in them actions, y'all. Stop being so opinionistic. Stop saying if it was me or you should or you should know. Let's pray, y'all. That's what they... When people come to you with that stuff, don't give your opinions. Sometimes they just need you to listen. Sometimes you need to just be quiet. And then even in that, be careful who you talking to. I'm just saying. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good, and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. What is corrupt? To change from good to bad in morals, manners, or actions. To alter from the original or correct form or version. It's to become tainted or rotten. It's to lower in character, dignity, standards, or quality. That's corrupt. Is your thoughts corrupt? What are your operative actions? They corrupt if you think it evil and wicked towards somebody. Yes, they are. If you walking around here jealous, envious, and all that other stuff, guess what? You corrupt. You corrupt that. Listen to this. I'm going to tell y'all. Old generation of vipers. What is a viper? A vicious or treacherous person. That's what a viper is. A person that just sit and think of how they can get a person mad. All the time. They only thinking wicked and evil or got ill will against that individual. Listen to this. Old generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So now you're mad and you want to say this and you want to say that, it was already there. The Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart. Don't you know your heart hold a whole lot of stuff, whether it's good or bad? Don't you know your heart is the store ground on any and every experience that you have? Okay. Did y'all really think that it was your mind that stored your experiences? Mm-mm. Your mind is what helped you to conjure things from your experience. But your heart is where it go and be stored. Are y'all paying attention?
Yes.
A good man out of the treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. You wonder why it's so easy for you to shift from being good to evil. Why? Because you was evil all the time. It's only so long that you can hide the truth. It's only so long that you can pretend and wear that mask. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. What did I just say? The things that we speak, our operative actions. I want y'all to go to Luke. Go to Luke. So I can just open it all up to y'all, because these scriptures seem like it can confuse somebody. Go to Luke. Chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. We are so quick to say a thing or do a thing or act a certain type of way, all because of what we see. We see things and yet we do not understand things, but we have a tendency of giving our opinions about these things. And in the midst of giving our opinions about these things, don't you know that you can scatter some people, confuse some people, or even cause some people to err, all because of your opinion? And then in the midst of you being opinionistic because you do not understand things, don't you know that you err in your own self because you do not understand? And why you do not understand? Because you are not abiding where you need to be. You keeping the wrong company. Well, I ain't got no friends. Don't nobody call me and don't nobody talk to me. You keeping the wrong company in your own mind. Your own thoughts. Haven't y'all seen cartoons? And especially on Bugs Bunny. And they had the devil on one side and the angel on another side. Which one are you entertaining? Because that consciousness is aware that the subconscious will talk to you. What do we call that? Our ego? What we call the alter ego? How many times folk tell me all the time, I was talking to myself. Well, you carry on then. Because let me explain something to you. I'm not saying nothing is wrong with you talking to yourself. But are you really talking to yourself? the question. Because in talking to yourself, your operative actions can be triggered to good or evil. So please understand, I'm not saying don't talk to yourself. That's all. That's completely and totally on you. But just make sure you're talking to the right folk. The right spirit, baby. Because it will talk back to you. Wait a minute, hold on. The Bible says God is a spirit, right? The devil is a spirit too, because you can't see him, right? So guess what? Just like God talks, the devil talks too. Not only do he talk, he's cunning in his conversation. He will convince you, baby, of something that you know ain't true. But when he get through talking, you'll believe it. You'll believe that thing. You'll believe it so, and it can actually be about you. The devil will tell you you ain't good enough or you ain't worthy. He will make you think or believe that you are ugly. He'll make you think and believe that don't nobody want you and ain't nobody gonna take that. He will make you think and believe that. But God already done told you. No, first he showed you was worthy when he died for you. Then he told you you was beautifully and wonderfully made. Then he told you that you are whatever he said you are. So I'm going to say this again. Do not allow your voice as you're talking to yourself to believe you're talking to yourself when you're talking to that angel or that devil. That was my demonstration. The Buzz Bunny cartoon is an angel one. And that devil ain't speaking nothing good. The devil ain't going to tell you absolutely nothing good. He's not going to tell you to turn the other cheek. He going to say, sock him in it. He ain't going to tell you to be quiet and hold your peace. He going to say, get your point across. He ain't going to tell you to humble yourself. He going to tell you that you're better than them. We are all helpers one to another. See, we're talking about the operative actions on today. We're talking about the operative actions. Are yours good or are they evil? See, it's a lot of things that we experience inside of our lives with people because of what we see and even what we hear. And we may not even operate. Because we just may not, you know what, I ain't going to say nothing, but they don't even know I know. I say that all the time. I say, they don't even know I know. I ain't going to even say nothing. I ain't gonna even open my mouth because they really don't even know I know. And it's okay. How many times you operate like that? It ain't often. I'm just finna be real. We don't. It ain't especially when it's something that is not beneficial to us. What actions are you operating in when you want something to work out for you and you go into a place of manipulation and deception to make it happen? That ain't that what we say? I gotta make it happen because if I don't do it, I'm gonna do this, you know. This is what we're doing. The Lord wanted me to tell you guys on today, and I'm going to read these few little scriptures I got in Luke. I read the ones in Matthew already. Please, y'all study these scriptures. We're in Luke chapter 6, and we're at verse 37. I'm going to start at verse 37. This is the kicker right here. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall be given to your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into a ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. So what do he mean by that? It does not mean that we are perfect, but we are striving towards perfection. And if we're striving towards perfection, then our operative actions is going to turn to good. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either, how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast thou first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. And see, this was what the Pharisees and the Sadducees was doing when they was in the midst of watching what Jesus was doing. And Jesus gave them this example here. He said, wait a minute, you see that I'm doing good. You see that I'm helping the blind, the lame is walking, and all this and all that. And because you or anything that's connected to you is not doing it, you calling me a devil or a witch. You telling me it's not of God. You telling me it's such and such and such and such. This is what you're telling me. But your children do it. So how they doing it then? How they doing it then? Were they not judging? Were they not judging? And in the midst of them judging Jesus for him doing that good thing, were they not being evil and not looking at and approving their own self? What was they doing? Jesus taught us, judge not. Don't judge other folk. Because just like you judging people, you're going to be judged the same way. Whatever you give to an individual, I'm judging you. I'm giving you all kind of haymakers. Guess what? You're going to get it back the same way. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over. That people going to give it to you. See, they take that scripture and they think it only applies to offering and tithes and shit. No. No. See, why we want to apply the Bible the way we want to and apply it to our lives to justify our operative actions? We can't keep doing that. We can't keep doing it because we constantly continue to err. We constantly continue to err, and they don't want to teach this. They want to hoop and holler and run around. Either, how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast thou first a beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. I just said that. They see Jesus doing good. He ain't doing nothing wicked and evil and treacherous and corrupt. Neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And what did I tell y'all? It's only so long you can pretend to love when you hate. It's only so long that you can pretend to like when you dislike. It's only so long you can pretend that I'm okay when you know you all messed up. It's only so long. That good can't come out of nothing corrupt. And that corrupt ain't gonna bring forth nothing good. For every tree is known by his own fruit, not by the fruit, by your own individual fruit. For of thorns, men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. It's impossible, y'all. You can't do that. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So he's telling us right here, our operative actions. It's the name of the sermon. Operative actions. What's yours, good or evil? He's telling us right here, change our ways. Change our thoughts. Change our attitudes. Stop judging one another. The Bible says that we are helpers one to another. And if we see our brother or our sister overtaken in the fault, we're supposed to go to them and restore them back into their proper position. It's not to judge them. How about pray for them? In the midst of us confessing our faults to one another, he said we ought to pray for one another that we may be healed. That means any discrepancies or anything that's going on, for the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man in a government. That means we got to have that right thought, that right attitude, that right action. We got to be operating right. We got to be operating right. We can't be trying to get no get back. We can't be trying to do this because that person did this or that person did that. Last week, the Lord had me preaching, and the name of the sermon was Accepting the Unacceptable. Are we accepting the unacceptable? And accepting the unacceptable, baby, we got to have operative actions that are good, because it's hard to accept something that is unacceptable. It's hard to accept disrespect. But our operative actions got to go into a good place and just feel what we gonna feel when we being disrespected. Because you go into anger, you go into rage, you go into, oh yeah, they did it to me, so I'm gonna do it to them. And we your operative actions. Let's just pray for the fruits of the Spirit. Lord, give me the fruit of kindness, even in spite of God. Let me think on things that are good and not evil. Let me be transforming and renewing of my mind, God, so that I won't be operating in actions that ain't pleasing in your sight. Lord, let me stop pointing the finger, wagging the head, or you see your enemy going through something, you be, that's what they get. And the Bible says if you do that, that calamity gonna turn on you. Now, we don't think about that, though. The Bible says what you sow, so shall you reap. That's what they get. Oh, what you sowing right now? You sowing animosity and evil and discord, and you glad to know. He said, don't be glad for that. So what operative actions are you operating in? Again, he asked the question, what's yours, good or evil? Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Help me out here, Lisa. I want y'all to write down all these operative actions that has caused you to be in a place of hindrance, because we want God to settle inside of our hearts. We want to be more like him. I want y'all to write down all these operative actions that's causing y'all to go into a place of fear, because we operate in actions that is best for us, because we are afraid to lose. We are afraid to gain. We are afraid to let go. We are afraid to get past. We are afraid of all kind of foolishness. Our operative actions will take us into a place to do things that is not appropriate, and it will change our character. It will put us in a disposition and in a place that is not pleasing in the sight of God. I want y'all to write down all these operative actions that has caused you to be unforgiving inside of your heart, even if it was something that was unacceptable. And it's a lot of things that's unacceptable in our lives. I want y'all to write down these operative actions that we have inside of our hearts, even from our past hurts, them soul ties, and even them old ties, that old stuff that we cannot let go and get rid of. I want y'all to write down all these operative actions that are evil, that is causing you not to do or even think the right thing. Write down all this stuff. We all have operative actions. We all point the finger, we wag the head. We all got opinions. We all got something to say about somebody, or even we disapprove of something that is being said or something that is being done. We do, as people, as individual. These operative actions causes us to be hindered, and it stunts us from being set free. I can't force nobody to write down anything, because that's not my job. I can only give you the instructions. If you don't want to do them and you want to stay chained and linked up, that's totally and completely on you. That God has given me, I have given unto you. It's your choice to write. It's your choice to want God to do something for you. So Lord, help us as we write these things down. As y'all write these things down, I would like for y'all to, when y'all get through, to put them on the altar. Come up here and start praying for yourself as I get ready to pray with you and for you, as we may be able to stand in agreement on some things that God want to do in all of our lives. He is not a God that is just going to do it for me and not for you, because he's not a God that is a respecter of persons, but he want all of us to be healed, delivered, and set free on today. He want all of us to be loose from some things and set free from some things. And some of us is afraid. We are afraid to change. Why? Because if I start being nice, people gonna run all over me. They gonna do all manner of evil against me. They already don't like me. So if I start that, so we're afraid not to feel that we got some kind of mechanism of defense up. We're afraid that, and then we take that Bible and that scripture say, guard your heart. He not saying guard your heart from others. He's saying guard your heart from the evil. You see what I'm saying? We got to guard our heart. How can we guard our heart? By the very things that we see and what we hear that we believe that trickles down into our hearts and causes it to be tainted. It causes it to be corrupt. Causes it to be wicked and causes it to be evil. These are the things that we hold down in the inside. The Bible just clearly said that the things that come up out of our mouth that are evil, it's already down in the inside of our heart. And again, I'm telling y'all, stuff that we experience in our lives is not stored in our mind, but it is stored in our hearts. That's why it's so hard for us to loose it and simply let it go. It's a new day. Let this be the day. Let this be the day for you that you want your breakthrough, that you want to change, that you want God to fix some things and change some things and rearrange some things. After y'all finish writing these things down, put it on the altar and stay on the altar and just start praying for yourself. You know what you need from God. You know what you want from God. We ain't got no peace in the homes. And we are not saved. The Bible says so. Because we have not yet experienced the exodus. We have not yet
to believe in one thing and not understanding another,
And because we do not understand, we are still restricting ourselves from being free and from being whole. We are restricting ourselves from being in a place of completeness. Everybody don't understand, and everybody don't want what you want in God.
Change, but it is you, Father God. But thank
Thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory, Lord. It all belongs to you, Father God, and we belong to you. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to reach up unto you, Father God, from whence cometh our help. Our help coming from you, God, who made heaven and earth. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in here, Lord. You know them name by name. You number the very hairs on their head. You know what they need and even what they don't need. Lord, you know any and every situation, Father God, that is challenging, God, and even the ones that they ain't even got no solution to. But Lord, right now, you are the resolve of it all, Father God. Lord, I'm asking you to touch your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and continue to birth out your truth. I'm asking you to touch your people on today, Father God, and continue to heal them in their body. Lord, any and everything that's causing your people to be in a discomfort in their body, God, I'm asking you to remove it on today, God. I'm asking you to heal them on today, God, according to what they believe. Any and everything that's causing division in the families on today, God, I'm asking you to reconcile, because I know that you are God of reconciliation. Any and everything that's causing us in our minds and in our thoughts, Father God, to make operative actions that are evil, God, I'm asking you to sever it on today, Father God, and make us more like you, Lord. We want to be more like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So fill us with the fruits of your spirit. Help us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be always willing to hear and slow to speak. Put coals of fire on our tongue and burn up any iniquity that's not like you, Lord. That we will only be speaking the oracles of you. Help us to love the way that you designed us to love, Father God, because you are a God of love. Give us a peace that we need, Father God, even in the midst of the chaos. Because we know that you are with us and you will never leave us. Oh God, we crying out to you right now, God. We have written these things down, Lord, and we have put it on the altar. And in us putting it on the altar, God, we'll believe it, Father God, because we know that you are a God that is able and you are even capable. We are giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we opening up our hearts that we may be able to receive our healing and our deliverance on today. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God, for being in our midst. We thank you right now, God, for opening up our understanding concerning these things on today, God. Help me, O Kosia. Hold my mind in, O Kosia. We thank you on today, God, for simply being who you are in our lives. We thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that things is not going to change for us. But in the midst of it, do not allow your operative actions to cause you to do nothing evil. Only do good. That you may be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. It ain't going to be easy to do it, I'm telling y'all. But we have to practice self-control. We want to be more like you, God. Brother our tongues on today, Lord, because you said bitter and sweet cannot come out the same fountain. Help us, Lord, as we outpour these things even now, God. Help us in our unbelief. The Bible says that they brought him people that were sick, blind, lame. Don't you know that God can heal your body? He can heal your heart. Any excess fluid that you carry, he can dry it up, baby. He dried up the Red Sea, the Jordan River, and the woman with the issue of blood. He dried up fluid in me, in my brain. They told me I would have to have a shunt and carry it empty for the rest of my life. I don't have it today. He dried. God can do that thing. Father God, touch the body on today, Lord. Balance. Get a body balanced, Lord. Balance, Lord. Lift up the spirits of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because it's so many of your people, Father God, that's carrying sadness and depression, Lord, and they have not said anything to anybody, Lord, and they're just carrying these things and it's down dug deep inside of their hearts, Lord. I'm asking you to uplift it on today and replace it with your joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Lord, help us on today to know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Touches on today, Father God. I bind and rebuke any and every spirit of depression. I bind and rebuke any and every spirit of sadness right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, what I bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven. And what I loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. Touch us, Lord. Touch Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. As we releasing all this stuff to you right now. Do you really want to be more like God? Lord, if there's any evil or wicked thoughts inside of our hearts and our mind, Lord, I'm asking you to dry it up on today and uproot it, Lord. That we would be more loving and kind. Fill us with your beatitudes, Lord. With the fruits of your spirit, Lord. Do it, Lord. Each and every last one of you guys.
It was crazy when we went.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you can't let me.
Understand our operative actions. And just because you fail or you fall or you mess up, it does not mean that he won't pick you back up. He says a just man falls seven times, but he is not cast down. What did I read? He said you will be forgiven, but that does not give you an excuse to just constantly do it. That's substance abuse. What abusing what his mercy and grace. We already don't deserve it.
And I messed up my
Jesus. The Lord moves it. Every time you walk in this dome, I just see God moving things for you. Jesus. He moving some stuff. Thank you, Jesus.
I've already messed it up. Do we just put it in the trash can? He said, put it in the trash can.
Jesus.
No. I said, wait.
I just keep hearing, I'm trying.
That the clay is unusable. He said, Todd, if we bake it, put it in the fire, throw it on the ground, crush it, make it into dust, a real pot.
The efforts. Come on, y'all. Let's get down here and have some fun. He's so gracious towards us. He's so gracious towards us. It's already put in motion, says the Lord. It's already put in motion, says the Lord. It's already been put in motion. I see the wheel turning. Thank you, God, for putting it in motion, Lord. Thank you, God, for putting it in motion. Thank you, God, for putting it in motion. Jesus. It's already been put in motion. If you believe it, just start thanking him. Just start thanking him for putting it in motion on your behalf. Thank you for putting it in motion on your behalf. We ain't talking about nobody else. We talking about your situation. We talking about your concern. We talking about your stuff. Thank him for putting it in motion on your behalf. For putting it in motion. Thank you, God. Thank you. If you believe it, please keep on. Keep on believing it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. You may be seated. Jesus. That song came on right on time. If you believe it, you're going to see the goodness of God. In this life, while you live. In this life, while you live. You're going to see the goodness. In this life, I love you guys so much. I hope it was something that was said to make you ponder in your heart. Thank you, Jesus.
Waiting patiently, wondering when will it be. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
What's your name, sweetie? Stop trying to please all the people and the folk that ain't seeking what you seeking concerning God. Because that's what we do. You can bring and you can beg and you can plead people. Come on, I know God gotta do it. We got to see God. He can't. Everybody got to make their own choice.
Right there.
You can't make them. And don't let it grieve you. Drop it off at the altar to the Lord and just let him handle it. gonna see the goodness of the Lord. Because good things are coming my way. Good things are coming my way. You just keep living. You're going to see it. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. One more time. Let's just give God a hand clap and praise. Jesus. Just keep on living. You'll see the goodness. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord, and I will not take it back. Thank you, Jesus. He said it's in motion already. When he showed me that thing, I just saw some stuff just being turned, and it's in motion already. It's in motion. It's in motion already. We talking about all the other goodness in the land, and we living in it right now. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right here. Good things are coming my way. I don't know about nobody else. Good things. Baby. We talk about Lord, open up that door. Baby, the door already open. We done prayed for it. Lord, just allow us to walk into the season to walk through that door. That's what I'm talking about. Lord, prepare our hearts for that thing you got in motion. Prepare our hearts, God, for that situation you got in motion. Everything is coming my way. I believe that thing. I believe that thing. When he said it's in motion, I see the goodness. It don't matter what I'm in right now, because I'm not going to allow it to blind me from seeing the goodness, baby. Because I believe God. And when he says in motion, it's in motion. I believe God. It's coming my way. It's coming my way, baby. Prepare us, God. Why it's coming? Because if something in motion, that means something about to take place. It means something to happen. I keep seeing it turn, y'all. It's coming my way. Just say it to yourself. It's coming my way. It's coming my way. It's coming my way. All the goodness. Because eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God got prepared for them that love him. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I see it, baby. And I ain't just talking about stuff. He got some things in motions in the courts. He got some things in motions in the home, baby. He got some things in motion in the fight. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I believe that thing. Did y'all hear me? I'm so excited. If y'all pay attention to the song, it say I can see the goodness of God. Why? Why I live. I ain't got to die to receive my mansion. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Why I live. I ain't got to pass on to see his goodness, because I see it. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I see that thing, baby. I don't know about nobody, but I'm not just excited for me, but I'm excited for you. I'm excited for all the folk and the people, because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Y'all, please tell me when it's coming. It's coming. You got to believe it's coming. What's coming? My peace. My joy. My stuff. How about my portion? My fleet. My Because he promised what? I prayed for it. And it's coming, it's coming. Why it's coming? Because I believe God. He said, if your ways please me, I won't withhold no good thing from you. So it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. That's why he's trying to get us right with our operative actions. So it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. He wants us to accept the unacceptable because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. He don't want us to hinder it no more. He want to give us all our portion, y'all. I'm telling you, it's coming. I can't wait to receive what they say. I can't wait. I'm gonna hold my hand up. Come on, y'all. Hold your hand up like you're getting something. I can't wait to receive. You better act like you want it. I can't wait to receive. Why? Because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Ha. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And I believe God. He said, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready because it's coming, baby, and I can't wait to receive it. I can't wait to receive it. He done had us waiting, y'all. He said the best things are yet to come. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I just keep saying, I'm excited. It's coming, y'all. I'm telling y'all, that thing is just overflowing inside of me right now. Lord, prepare our hearts to receive what you got coming. Everything that you got in motion, Father God, in the name of Jesus, prepare us to receive it, God, so that we won't squander it, Lord, that we won't walk in pride, God, that we won't be selfish. Prepare us to receive it, because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, y'all. It's coming. We know you can't drive. Oh, God, it's coming. I can't wait to receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Ha! Jesus. Ah. Jesus. Jesus. Girl, you want to dance? You can dance if you want to. It's okay. She just excited. I feel her excitement, y'all. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I can't wait to receive it. Lord, touch all of us, God, and prepare our hearts, prepare our mind, prepare our thoughts, Father God, and then give us the wisdom, Father God, on how to manage it. Give us the wisdom on how to be good stewards. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Remove them operative actions of being selfish and stingy and prideful. We want our ways to please you, because we don't want you to withhold it no more. Oh, God. I see it, y'all. I'm not allowing what I'm going through to blind me from seeing the Father. I believe it. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I believe God. I believe God. Thank you, Jesus. Am I the only one that see it? Or am I the only one that believe it? Because you got to believe it in order to receive it, baby. It's according to what you believe be it unto you, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering while that play one more time. I need that to play again. Because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I see the goodness, y'all. I love y'all so much. I hope it was something that was said on today that will help us to continually to be encouraged to strive towards pleasing God, not man, woman, boy, or child, not trying to prove nothing to nobody else, but simply that the Lord say, come on, my good and faithful servant, enter in. That's all I want to hear. I don't give a rat's tail if you don't approve. That's all I want to hear. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. We waited patiently, didn't we, y'all? Waited patiently. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord so much. Jesus. I'm in in expectation. Anybody else?
Yes.
I'm in expectation.